Hey, all my littles and my bigs, it's Barbara Jarabek here with the Marvel of My Ordinary Life, episode 96, Graduation Showers. Oh, wait, what? You know it's never normal, so here we go. Once upon a time, there's a little girl named Barbara. I'm going to skip all the animal nonsense. She grew up to be me. You all know that. In between the growing up years of being a little and being a big, there was high school graduation. I did not start high school in my finest moment. Oh, I wanted to be a cool kid for a hot second. I definitely remember riding the bus the first day of high school, you all, it just wasn't good. I wanted to be a cool kid, something awful. I was not a cool kid in middle school. Why I would transform over the summer miraculously into a cool kid, I do not know. What I do remember is I had blonde hair so bleached from being in the water all summer long. I spent a lot of times with my best friend, Kathy, who we all know from getting in trouble with. Anyway, I spent a lot of time at the pool. My hair was blonde, and back then, the chlorine in the pool was so strong that my hair frequently had a green tinge to it. Everybody in high school, first day, were like, who's the kid with the green hair? I had green hair, but I had an awesome first day of school outfit. You all, you know that first day of school. Whatever you wear is super important. I think you all do the same. Kind of agonize over who do I want to be? How do I want to portray myself that first important day? Yes, I remember I had hot pants. Back in the day, they were called hot pants. And honestly, you all, they were like short shorts. But compared to the short shorts that people wear today, these were nothing. But back then, it was all like, woohoo, look at those hot pants. Mine were hot pants shorts that had an overall bib top. They were not white. They were not blue. They were orange. Orange like those cones you see when the guys are working on the road. They were so orange. With the white blouse underneath and the ruffle top, I thought I looked awesome. I had white lace knee highs. Not tights, just knee highs. And orange patent leather. Shiny shoes with a chunky heel. I remember buying them with my mom. Oh, Barbara, do you really? Are you sure? Are those the ones you want to get? Oh, yes, Mom. These are the ones. I'm telling you, they're awesome. Okay, so those are the ones that I got. As I got on the bus, it should have been obvious what people were wearing, but honestly, everybody was sitting down, and I thought I looked so awesome with my blonde hair, and it was in braids, and I had orange hot pants, orange shoes, lace, white knee highs. Imagine. I mean, you can visualize. It was awesome. Getting off the bus at the high school, everybody had on jeans and cute little tops, but yeah, mostly jeans. People were looking at me like, oh, freshman, she looks pretty. Unusual. Oh no, this probably isn't the thing to wear. Mental note to self. I would like to say back in the day, I held my head high and was like, I don't care what you think. I'm wearing my orange hot pants. No, I was more of the, this is probably not a good idea. I had to go through the whole day with those hot pants on. I spent a lot of time in high school in the ceramic room at recess and lunch, and I had my group I hung out with. Well, after that first day, I pretty much wore jean overalls every single day. And I embroidered on them, and I thought I was so awesome. Of course, the first day of school wearing the orange, I got teased by kids. Then when I switched into overalls, which other kids wore, but I wore mine every day, like every day, I got teased about that. I was like the hippie kid with the embroidered pockets. This one bear, I embroidered on the back pocket. You ready? I thought this was awesome. Like I wore it everywhere. It said in very tidy for me, which is probably not very tidy, needlepoint kind of sewing on my back pocket. It said, a friend is a friend unto me, like flowing sap to a dying tree. I thought it was awesome. It was my own little poem that meant I needed friends like a tree needs the sap to stay alive. I was so impressed with myself. People were asking, what does it mean? Why do you always wear that? I thought, oh, they're all so shallow. Of course it means something. Yeah. So I got teased about that. I got teased for having green hair. I got teased because, oh, this is so awful. Like the cheerleaders, sorry. But back then they were not nice girls. They teased me because my ponytail was so high. It was too high. It was too bouncy. Are you kidding me? So then I wore it down low because I didn't want to get teased. Then I got teased because it was too low. If I finally found an outfit at the store that was not jeans that I actually liked, like this really cute blue and yellow outfit I had one day. One of the cool kids had it too. I wasn't even at school. She's walking down the other side of the street with her friends. She yells across the street, nice outfit. It's because she had the same one. And her friends and her were all laughing at how stupid it looked on me. It did not look stupid. They were just not wanting me to have the same thing as them. So I got bothered about that. Everything. It seemed like everything I did. I was too quiet. I was too loud. I was really good at swimming. So ha ha on them. I beat their booties in the swimming pool. Fast forward, years go by. It's now graduation time. You have to pick a person. Back then, dumb rule. It had to be a guy and a girl going up the aisle. It was the stupidest thing. My friend Mari and I wanted to walk together. Nope. It had to be a guy and a girl. I didn't want to ask anybody. You're supposed to buddy up with somebody. So of course I just put it off until this guy, I remember his name was Greg. Greg comes up and says, hey, who are you walking with at graduation? And I wasn't trying to be a poop. I just didn't know what he meant at first because I'd never had a guy ask me to a dance. I never had a guy ask me to anything. I was always the friend girl. I was never the girlfriend. And so when he said, who are you walking with? My answer was, I'm walking with all these people, like my entire graduating class. He just looks at me and he thought I was being like mean. And that was my way of saying, no, I don't want to walk with you. As soon as he turned away, I was like, oh, I see. He was asking me to walk with him. Oh my God, I was so embarrassed. I felt so stupid. It came down to the people that had nobody to walk with. The teacher would assign you someone. So I got assigned to this huge, huge boy and kind of like surly, kind of like, and I was like, okay, I'm going to walk with you. But at least when you were sitting down, you sat on one side of the aisle. Your matched up partner sat on the other side of the aisle. You could sit next to whoever you want. So I sat next to my friend Mari. Oh, yes. Such good times. I was so kind of excited. We were graduating and I had big plans for what I was going to do. Up and out of the house, I was going to go live in a campground, which I did. And I was a horseback trail guide, which I also did. It was so fun. But here we are back at graduation. The time's coming up to get ready. Everybody's at somebody's house getting ready. I had the cutest blue dress. Oh my gosh, it was so cute. Powder blue. Crunchy stuff all across the front, and it had little fluffy, they're called butterfly sleeves. It went all the way down to the floor, and I had, they're called flip-flops, I had blue velvet flip-flops. Oh, so exciting. So we're all getting ready, and now we're all in the classrooms, and everybody's shuffling around and helping each other get their gowns on, which is hysterical because you go through all the trouble for a cute graduation dress, and then you cover it with a gown. So we put the gown on, we put the hat on. I guess it's called a cap. So you put the cap on. I was all ready to go. Yeah, something I haven't told you. All those years of those kids making fun of me about my ponytail, my braids, my hot pants, my overalls, the words on the back of my pants, how I couldn't answer the questions in Spanish class. Didn't tell you that. They used to give me the wrong words to say and then laugh when I would say the wrong things. My Spanish teacher threw an orange at me one day for answering wrong. Oh, that was how it was back in the day. They just, if they could find something to tease me about, they did. They weren't nice kids. Here I am at graduation in my gown, and I have a secret. up the sleeve of my gown is a squirter. I made sure that I sat on the end of my row. There were two huge groups of chairs on the right and on the left. Each group of chairs had, one side had boys, one side had girls, because that's how it was. One kid would come from the left, one would come from the right. They'd walk on the outside of their aisle and then go up on stage, get their diploma, turn and face the audience, wave so they could get a picture. Then they would come down the middle of the stage, walk down the middle of the aisle, and go back to their seat. I remembered all this very carefully. And as I was sitting on that side row, here came the cheerleaders, who always sat together. Because they were friends and they could choose where to sit. They came down the side. I turned and I very carefully squirted them. I squirted them right in, it's called the crotch, right under their belly button. I gave them a good squirt, so it looked like they had wet their pants. It was subtle. They couldn't feel the water. They didn't know they were sprinkled on. They continued up along the outside till they got to the stage, unaware that the front of their gown, right in the area that it would be wet if they had wet their pants, showed quite a bit, a big stain of water on their gowns. As they walked up across the stage, I don't think the teachers noticed, but when they turned to face the audience and wave at their family, people noticed. The kids started cracking up. The cheerleaders were so confused. They walked down the steps and were walking up that middle aisle when kids started pointing. What? Oh, no. This was so mean. And there's a reason I'm telling you this after graduation is past. Because I didn't want any of you stepping up or graduating from eighth grade. I didn't want any of you to do this because you would get in so much trouble. I could have gotten so much trouble. But I happily squirted away until my little tiny squirter was empty. And I turned to my friend Mari. Oh, Barbara, you're going to get in so much trouble. And then payback came. I stood up. It was our turn to go down the aisle. Somebody gave me a flat tire. They stepped on the back of my sandal so that the part between your toes pulled out. It pulled out. So I only had one shoe and this strap of a sandal loosely flopped across my foot. So I looked like I had a broken leg. I had to drag one foot all the way uppity up the stairs. Clomp, drag, got to the stage, dragged my foot. You know, I had a long dress and a gown, so it wasn't super obvious, except I was walking really weird, and I'm sure my parents taking a little video are like, what is wrong with her? I got to the front, I waved. None of those kids knew it was me that had squirted them, so everybody was busy conversing. All the kids were like, who did that? How did we get wet? How did this even happen? I don't know. I'm just walking down the aisle here. Got through graduation, and it was this huge party. You did not go home after graduation. You went directly to the party. Oh my gosh, and it was awesome. The parents had spent so much time decorating what's called the quad. It's where you usually hung out for lunch, and there were trees and benches. There was an area with steps that went down, and in the middle, there was this platform that was raised up higher than the highest steps. People would stand there and sing at lunchtime, and you'd sit on the steps and clap, and it was really cool. Okay, this was awesome. For our graduation, they got a hose and they filled that whole sunken seated area with water. So it was a pond. They made a bridge so that you could walk over the bridge to what was now a little island. It was a little cement island, but they had a fake palm tree and they had a lounge chair. It was super cool. The whole theme, I think, must have been like, I don't know, tropical, or you could go have your fortune told. There were all these photo booths. It was so amazing. And this was the last day that I would see these people. Now, you had to be brave on the last day of high school where you would never going to see some of these people again. And this is me talking, me who went to one homecoming dance. I had to ask my sister's friend, Ed, if he would go with me because I didn't want to graduate and never having gone to a homecoming dance or any dance because I was way too shy. So I asked Ed. He was doing this as a favor. Oh, I'll go with you. And I said, I've never been to a dance. He goes, don't worry, we've got this. So he took me to the dance. So that was fun. But it was the only time I'd ever danced. So here it was. Last day ever I was going to see these people ever. So who cares? All my friends encouraged me. Barbara, do it. Just do it. Yeah. Just go do it. Come on. You can do this. Although I don't want to do this. Yes, just do it. I walked over to this guy. Super tall. Super cute. Honestly, the only reason I had a crush on him was because I watched some Disney movie and the guy in the movie looked like this guy. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, he's probably quiet, sweet, strong, and nice. Just like that guy in the movie. No, but I didn't put that together. All I knew is this was my last chance to talk to this person after 4 years and I was going to do it. I walked up and I said, excuse me, do you want to dance? He looked down at me and he looked so confused, like, why are you speaking to me? He didn't say that, but that's what the feeling I got. So I started to turn away and he goes, okay, I'll dance. Oh, I was so excited. We went out to the dance floor and that's when I realized I didn't know how to dance. Like, I had no idea. What do I do with my hands? What do I do with my body? I don't know what's happening here. So I started looking at everybody else and they're all kind of moving and grooving. And some are kind of turning in circles and stuff. And so I was so nervous. And when my guy, I don't even remember his name, when he went to do his move and turn in a circle, I left the dance floor. I just ran. I ran and hid in the bathroom. My friends came in and said, Barbara, you just left him on the dance floor. He's looking all over the place. I was like, okay, I'm not going out there. I'm so embarrassed. I don't know how to dance. I don't want to do this. Oh my gosh, it was so funny. Good times. And now you know, I have never told anybody that story. So there you go. Ooh, it's out of the bag. All right. See you later. Bye.